on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Julie Noh, and here's a look at your latest headline this Monday, the 23rd of January. A pursuit for the street of Exeter kept the city awake last night after a police helicopter was launched to track a man wanted on suspicion of domestic assault. A vehicle is believed to have fled the scene of the reported incident, and there was a collision in Prince of Wales Avenue involving three vehicles. Police have confirmed that they are still looking for the main suspect in this incident and have stated that despite these events, there is no current risk to the public. This was the second Sunday in a row that the police helicopter has been called in action in Exeter. It has been confirmed that a co-pilot blacked out at the controls of a Flybe flight from Exeter to Dublin on April 27th last year. A safety investigation report after the incident has been published by the Air Accident Investigation Unit in Ireland. That's a mouthful. And it included that the Bombardier Q400 plane rolled out about 18 degrees just before it descended into the Irish capital. The aircraft landed safely about 20 minutes later. There were no injuries to the 33 passengers and 4 crew on board. The report states,
on a scheduled passenger flight, shortly before descent into Dublin, the co-pilot began to feel unwell and requested to leave the flight deck for a few minutes. Before the co-pilot left his seat, the commander felt an unexpected aircraft upset in the form of a yaw and roll to the left. The co-pilot, who had become incapacitated, had inadvertently made an input to the left rudder pedal. The commander returned the aircraft to normal flight and the aircraft landed without further incident. There were no injuries.
And now for the big story. Theresa May is coming under pressure to say whether she knew about a reported misfire of the UK's nuclear weapons system before a crucial Commons vote. The Sunday Times says the missile veered off course during a test in June last year, weeks before the Commons voted to spend £40 billion renewing Trident. Questioned by Andrew Marr, the PM refused to say four times if she had known about the tests ahead of the vote. The Sunday Times article reported that
a serious malfunction in Britain's Trident nuclear weapons deterrent was covered up by Downing Street just weeks before the crucial House of Commons vote on the future of the missile system. A Trident 2D5 missile, which can kill millions when armed with nuclear warheads, experienced an alarming failure after being launched from a British submarine off the coast of Florida in June last year.
The SNP's Nicola Sturgeon called for a full disclosure of what happened, and Jeremy Corbyn has also stated that the reports called for a serious discussion on the issue. Former head of the Royal Navy, Admiral Lord West, said that ministers should explain what really happened.
I have no doubt now that what the government have to do is that the Secretary of Defence has to appear on the floor of the House to clarify that we have no doubts whatsoever about the system. And I would love to know why exactly did they make that decision? It was a stupid decision.
That's all from us now. I've been Julian Orr and you're listening to Expression FM. Have a lovely day.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.